With travel companies lowering prices, Larry Camholz with AAA Wisconsin says trips outside of the U.S. could be an option for summer vacations.
These type of land cruises or, you know, the Mexico or the Caribbean or the Canadian trips, those type of things, we're seeing a lot of those since they're closer, they're not as expensive.
If that sort of trip appeals to you, Camholz says you should get your passport ready. That's because it will soon be required to get back into the U.S. at any border crossing or port.
What was previously accepted at the crossing was things like the voter registration cards or birth certificates, those type of things, but they are actually no longer going to be acceptable to gain entry or re-entry in the United States.
The change impacts travelers coming into the U.S. from Mexico, Canada, the Caribbean, or Bermuda. Camholz says getting a passport can be time-consuming, so you may need to act soon if you're already planning a summer trip that involves a border crossing.
At least 30 to 60 days out is not out of the norm, so I think people need to be thinking of that in advance because there is a process that it goes through to verify, to get those documents.
The new rules take effect on June 1st. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.